From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Monday, September 9th. Look, for mostly sunny skies today, it's going to feel very much like summer rather than fall. Today, we'll see high around 93. Winds will be out of the southwest at 3 to 7 miles an hour. People who support alternatives to detention for kids in trouble say the stage is set to bring lasting reforms to Illinois' juvenile justice system. The latest report shows about 500 fewer young people were admitted to juvenile detention in Illinois during 2017 than were admitted in 2016. That's a 5% drop. The Illinois Juvenile Justice Commission compiled the data, and Chair Rick Velasquez says those involved in the system are recognizing the problems associated with detention and its overuse.
Critical has been the availability of data through the Illinois Juvenile Justice Commission in order to have jurisdictions begin to examine some of their own practices and help undo the bias behind why we are holding kids.
The Juvenile Justice Initiative's policy recommendations include requiring a 24/7 review of any decision to detain a child and raising the minimum age for detention to 14 across the state of Illinois. September is Recovery Month in Illinois, with several events planned around the state to raise awareness and celebrate recovery. Danny Kirby with the State Department of Human Services says the theme this year is Recovery Belongs.
We think that recovery belongs in our communities. It belongs in hospitals, it belongs in community health centers, it belongs in places where people go to get substance use disorder treatment, and it just belongs in communities. It belongs in Illinois.
On Saturday, events are planned in Mattoon for the first annual Family Fun Day. Other Recovery Month events take place in Effingham on September 22nd. More information is available on the State Department of Human Services website. The Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority is looking for members of the LGBTQ community to participate in a new survey. The authority's Jacqueline Houston Kalnick says they want to hear from those who have experienced harm and what happened when they sought help.
We are talking about emotional or physical harm that someone may have experienced. So that could look like maybe child abuse, so abuse by a parent or a caregiver, by an intimate partner, which would be intimate partner violence. So a variety of traumatic experiences that individuals may have had.
The goal is to identify how to better meet the needs of the LGBTQ individuals who have been harmed. An Associated Press analysis shows that 276,000 women in Illinois sought abortions outside their home state between 2012 and 2017. The share of non-resident women getting abortions grew markedly in Illinois as well as in New Mexico and Georgia. Abortion activists say new state laws restricting access to abortion and clinics closures are behind the trend. Recapping the forecast for you on your Monday, today mostly sunny and warm. We'll see a high near 93. Winds will be out of the south at 3 to 7 miles an hour. That will give way to mostly clear conditions tonight. Look for an overnight low around 70. Again, winds will be out of the south, southeast and light. Then tomorrow we'll do it all over again, even warmer, sunny and hot tomorrow. We'll see a high of 95. Winds will be out of the south southwest at 5 to 8 miles an hour. I'm Jeff Williams from WSIU Radio News.